a full episode and then I push delete. And so I want to encourage every single one of you that you're going to have your plan and then you're going to have what actually happens. Well, the question of the day, today from the proverb, corresponding proverb, corresponding day, from Proverbs 19, this was yesterday because I didn't get a chance to do an episode yesterday, was how can I be a good friend? And I've been asking this of myself because I have such great friends in my life. I have the James Dixons of the world who I talked to this morning. I have my brother Rob, my friend Dave, my friend Will, my friend Dale, my friend Andy, my friend Nate and Alfred and DeAndre. I am full with so many amazing friends. My friend Paula, my friend Greg. I've got so many amazing people that pour into me at the highest level. And I wanted to ask myself, like, how can I be a better friend, and how can I be a good friend? Because I got such great ones. And in Proverbs 19, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom did not disappoint. And so let's jump right in, right off the bat, is it's not about what you've done or what you have, but it's about who you are. And that's the thing that was amazing for me, because a lot of times I hid behind, oh, wow, I went and did this. I want my friends to be really excited for me. I have this. I want to show them. I want to share it with them. But all my friends kept telling me the exact same thing. Just be yourself. Like, that's all we want. We don't want anything else. That's what my buddy Dave told me. He said, I just miss my friend Kelly. So how can I be a good friend? Just be who I am. That's what God said in verse 1 in Proverbs 19. Better the poor whose walk is blameless than a fool's whose lips are perverse. In verse 4, it says, wealth attracts many friends, but even the closest friend to the poor deserts him. Verse number 6. Many curry favor with the ruler, and everyone is a friend to one who gives gifts. Number 7, the poor are shunned by all their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? Though the poor pursue them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. Number 2 in this, how to be a good friend, keep a calm mind. Number 2, desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? Keep a calm mind. Number 19, a hot-tempered person must pay the penalty, rescue them, and you will have to do it again. Do you have a calm mind? Not always. I don't. In verse number 3, or question number 3 in it, is, are you taking responsibility? How to be a good friend? You got to take responsibility. In verse 3, a person's own folly leads to their own ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord. Man judges God on man's inconsistencies. Think of that. We judge God on our inconsistencies. Oh, men did me wrong, therefore God is bad. No, no, no. We want to be able to make sure that we take responsibility. Number 4 is honesty is key. In verse number 5, a false witness will not go unpunished. Whoever pours out lies will not go free. In verse number 9, it says a false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish. In verse number 28, let's go to that one. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, but the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Honesty is key. Number 5, fervently seeks wisdom. How do we seek wisdom? By fearing God. And it's not fear and trembling, it's fear as far as respect. How can I respect God? It's by spending time with him. When I spend time with him, I see his character. When I see his character and it's congruent, which it always is with his word, then I have respect for him. When I have respect for him or fear, then he will give me wisdom. Am I fervently seeking wisdom? Meaning, am I spending time presently with God all the time? That's how I can be a good friend. In verse number 8, it says, the one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. In verse number 11, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is one's glory to overlook an offense. In verse number 13, a foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaky roof. Verse number 16, whoever keeps commandments keeps their life, but whoever shows contempt for their ways will die. Verse number 20, listen to the advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Verse number 20, listen to advice and accept discipline. I already said that one. And then verse number 21, many are the plans in a person's heart, but the Lord's purpose that prevails. One who desires What a person desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. The one who rests content, untouched by trouble. Am I fervently seeking wisdom? Here we go. Am I consistent? So as to be a good friend, I got to be consistent. And that's in verse 10. So in verse 10, it says, it is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? And in verse number 14, houses and wealth are inherited from the parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Is there consistency in your life, in your relationships, in the fruit that you have? I'm telling you, this is tough on me, but how to be a good friend is make sure that you're consistent. Are you diligent? This was another question. Am I doing right work? Not just busy work, but right work. This is verse number 15. In verse number 15, it says here, laziness brings on deep sleep and the shiftless go hungry. And in verse number 24, it says a sluggard buries his hand in the dish and will not return it back to his mouth. Are you diligent? Are you doing right work? Well, that's how you become a good friend. Number 8 is, are you generous? In verse number 17, here we go. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. Are you generous? And lastly, do you have discipline? And this is the thing that I don't like to answer all the time, because I don't have discipline in every area of my life. There's places where I have crazy discipline, like I'm actually filming in a hotel room before I go on stage, probably going on stage in about 45 minutes. But there is discipline there, because I want to make sure the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day gets to you. So on verse number 18, discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to their death. Verse 25 through 27, flog a mocker and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke the discerning and they will gain knowledge. Whoever robs their father and drives out their mother is a child who brings shame and disgrace. Stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. And then in verse number 29, penalties are prepared for the backs of mockers and beatings for the backs of fools. Are you disciplined? So let's run through it. How can I... What happens here is that Proverbs 19 never, never, never will disappoint. But you read it and then let it read you. And the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom. God asked me the question this morning, like, son, how can you be a better friend? Well, let me tell you, it's not about what you've done or what you have, but it's who you are. Keep a calm mind. Take responsibility. Honesty is key. Fervently seek wisdom. Seek him. Consistency, diligence, generosity, and discipline. The corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom, never, ever, ever disappoints. Thank you so much for every one of you who is listening, watching, comment, and subscribe, and doing all the things. I absolutely love you all. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.